But as I've been thinking about it, I want to kind of update it for you. So let's bring this story into the 21st century. Colonel Damon lived in Lufkin, Texas. He was admired by the military staff that he worked for. Everything was going well for him, except Colonel Damon had cancer. Now, he'd been to MD Anderson. He'd had radiation treatments. He'd had chemotherapy. He had all the treatments that were available, but he was still engulfed with this cancer, which was eating him alive. He didn't know what to do. One day, a girl who worked for his wife, she was an immigrant from Mexico, and she said to Damon's wife, "Señora, there is a prophet in Mexico. He will heal Colonel Damon if he will go." His wife laughed. Who would believe such a thing as that? But she thought about it some and began to reflect what that means. And that night, she spoke to the colonel and she said, "Lupita says there's a prophet in Mexico, and if you go down there and see him, you'll be healed of this cancer." "Oh, no, what a crazy idea," Damon said. "Who ever heard of such a thing? I've taken chemo. I've taken radiation. I've seen the best doctors in all of Texas, but I still have cancer. You want me to go to Mexico and see some far-out prophet?" But, you know, Colonel Lehman began to think, well, you know, it couldn't hurt. "I've tried everything. I've done all the doctors ask, and I still have cancer. What's to lose?" The next day or so, the colonel hired a driver, and they set out for Mexico. And he told the driver, he said, "Now go by the bank. I got to get some Bitcoin because we got to pay this prophet. And go by the dollar store because, you know, those people like trinkets and stuff." So he bought a bushel load of that. And they headed out. It took them 2 or 3 days to get to the place in Mexico where they were told to go. And they drove up, and the driver got out, and he went and knocked on the door of the prophet. And pretty soon there was a girl who came to the door, and he told her who he was, that he was there with Colonel Damon from Lufkin, Texas, and he was there to see the prophet. And the girl said, "Momento, por favor," and she went back and to talk to the prophet, and she came back and she said, "The prophet can't see you today, can't see Colonel Damon today, but this is what the prophet says. Go and wash 7 times in the Rio Grande, and your cancer will be gone." Well, the driver thought, "I'm going to tell him, but he's going to be mad." And sure enough, he was. He said, "I'm Colonel Damon from Lufkin, Texas, and the prophet can't even come out and see me?" So the driver went back to the door and he knocked again, and the girl came to the door and he said, "Colonel Damon is really mad. He wants to see the prophet. He wants to see this thing, this cancer, go away. Can he do it or not? Is he a magician? Is he a fake?" And the girl said, "Momento, señor, por favor." She went back to see the prophet. She came back and she said, "The prophet says, go and wash in the Rio Grande, and your cancer will be gone. The driver went back to tell the Colonel Damon, and the Naaman said, "This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Let's go home." They got in the car and they started back to Texas. And they got to the river crossing where they came from New Mexico into Texas, and there was the Rio Grande. And the driver said, "Colonel, we're here at the Rio Grande, you know. It wouldn't hurt." And Colonel Naaman said, "Rio Grande, Schmio Grande. The Neches River is cleaner than this river." The driver said, "But Colonel, we're here." So finally he agreed, and he went down, and of course there's not much water in the Rio Grande, especially right now. But he got in the water and he splashed around a little bit, and when he came out of the water, he felt a little different. They got in the car and they came back to Lufkin, and in a few days he went to see his oncologist, and the oncologist examined him and x-rayed him and poked and prodded and said, "You know, this is unbelievable. Your cancer is gone." Now, we call that a miracle. This story is to remind us that all of us expect a miracle to be some great big thing with fireworks and shooting stars and bells ringing and choirs singing. That's what Naaman expected. He expected God to do something spectacular. In the scripture we read, it said he expected the prophet to come out and there to be all sorts of things happening. But what God reminded Naaman and reminds us of is that God does miracles every day. And they're not always big and spectacular. They're just the little things that make our life wonderful and beautiful. I to tell you a personal story, this happened to us this week. My wife, as you know, my wife has Alzheimer's, and I have a sitter with her 3 days a week. And one Monday, she was coming down the stairs and somehow I didn't see it, so I don't know exactly what happened, but she fell. She didn't fall down, but she fell enough to hit her head and mess up her foot. And so I did the usual husband thing, put ice on her foot and on her head and whatever. And I thought, oh, this is all we need. And we went to the emergency room, and they did CT scan and x-ray and all that. And the doctor came in, and he said, "Everything's fine. Nothing is wrong." It was a miracle to me, but it was a little one. There weren't fireworks going off. There weren't rockets shooting. There wasn't trumpet playing. It's a little thing. Now, the purpose of this sermon today is to help you look at your life and to see the little miracles that God does in your life every day. You don't have to go jump in the Neches River. In fact, I wouldn't advise it. I crossed it coming over here. It's still muddy. But what you do have to do is what Naaman did eventually. Obey God. Put yourself into God's hands and watch what he can do in your life. So I want you to think about the week that you've had and to reflect on the places where God touched you and call that a miracle. And I want to think about the week that's to come and to expect the miracles to happen. Now, I brought this morning for the kiddos, but we're all young at heart, so I'm going to show it to you. This is a miracle in this sack, okay? Because I know you won't believe it, I have an elephant in this sack. What? An elephant couldn't possibly fit in this sack, you say. But miracle of miracles, there is an elephant in this sack. It's a surprise. It's a joy. It's a miracle. It's a little one. And God does them every day in your life. Look for the miracles in your life today and this week. Amen.